Kyle, a very good evening to you. You're very welcome to a special Off the Ball coming to you live from Versailles this evening, and indeed for the rest of the tournament, or at least as long as Ireland survive. Which, you know, you get to France and suddenly you're thinking, who knows? Why not us? Why not us, Nathan?
Why not us, Ger? I believe.
Well, because all the other teams in our group are really good. Why not us, Adrian?
I was thinking the exact same thing during the way out here on my 10-hour trip to Versailles today. I saw a billboard at one point of this trip. I might have been sort of hallucinating, but it said 51 matches, something along the lines of, why not your team?
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because Sweden are really good.
Yeah,
have you seen the Irish team bus around the place?
No.
Every team bus has a slogan.
What's ours? I'll have to have more to do.
Dream it, believe it.
Keep the recovery going.
It'd be grand.
Dream it, believe it, achieve it.
So that's kind of vague
that's
enough
on
to
one
be
side.
Anything, right?
Like what could possibly go wrong is on the other.
Oh, yeah? Really?
It should be.
I would definitely believe that what could possibly go wrong could be an Irish team.
Hey, motif. Welcome to Versailles.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah.
It's a pretty nice spot, isn't it?
The way you had sold the apartment last night, I was like, oh, it sounds grotty and small, but it turns out there's like two beds in there and another bedroom in there. The toilet is a little bit cramped.
A little bit. Because it's only one.
Kind of 2 feet from my bed.
Yeah.
And the entrance is also in my bedroom.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Interesting enough. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun filled.
Luckily, the Guinness over here is €8, so you wouldn't be indulging too much.
Speaking of indulging, we've got our first bottle of Veuve Clicquot.
We're gonna crack it, are we?
You're the gourmand.
Am I?
Yeah,
all
go
right,
for it.
Wow.
So, you know, when in Rome.
It's a poor reflection on everybody else.
Now, there is a lot of equipment, Nathan. I will warn you to that.
I am champagne. Slightly worried. I won't shake it, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be a little bit silly.
Yeah, no, definitely don't. But, so the journey, just for people who are coming, you need to give yourself a little bit of time when it comes to getting around Paris. It took us all day.
Hey! Somebody give me a glass, quick.
Henry McKean was deployed to go with the vast numbers of advance party with the Off the Ball team, and he's coming back to tell us what life was like with the fans. When did you head out there?
So I headed out there on Saturday, and I stayed there for most of the week.
In Paris, we're talking about.
In Paris, and there's something like 100,000 fans from across the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, and obviously we've got the huge game against Belgium tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Bordeaux, and as we speak, those random acts of kindness are continuing. They're actually, I understand, picking grapes in vineyards because the Irish keep trying to help. And according to Waterford Whispers,
I want you to tell me this story. This is about yourself. It's not like you to have a report that features yourself. But basically,
this
Waterford Whispers,
me,
Republic of Ireland fans, might have reached peak soundness helping an elderly couple change a puncture on their car, which became a viral hit, getting over 1 million views on News Talk Facebook alone, the BBC Channel 4, and going global. Someone told me it's 3 million.
Yeah, old news, Ivan. 3.5 now.
Right.
Is it 3.5?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so tell me, what is this all about?
So, what happened was, I went to the game, and I was, you know, enjoyed the Sweden game, and then I went back to the Moulin Rouge area, and at the Moulin Rouge area, somebody just said to me, look at those lads over there, those Irish guys, they are fixing a puncture off this elderly couple. I was like, oh, really? And they kind of looked like Oompa Loompas just working away in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, just working away, and this is what happened.
This lad had got a wee puncture, so he says, we're going to help him out, and we're going to change the tyre for him. Elderly couple, we're going to help them out, you know what I mean? There's plenty of men here, so we gave them a dig out.
So there's about 6 or 7 Irish fans here actually changing the spare tyre, putting on the new tyre. Fantastic stuff.
Great stuff altogether, yeah. You want to see us changing a light bulb.
That's the difference between Irish and English fans right there. English fans will burn the bar down and we'll change a wheel.
So you're very pleased with them?
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Je remercie beaucoup les Irlandais.
Do you think these players getting off the bus know the team by now? Or are they going into the changing room?
You would hope so. You would hope so. No, they're going to go into the changing room. Martin O'Neill's going to go Randolph, Coleman, O'Shea, Clark. And then people will start wondering, is it Ward? Is it Brady?
Ooh, if it's Ward, I've got a chance. If it's not. Yeah, so a lot of... They're picking on David Myler here. They picked on Fellaini. Does that mean that they know something? The camera people know something? I suspect they don't. So anyway, look, we'll bring you the team news as soon as we get it. We're sticking here, right here in the stadium in Bordeaux all the way until 6 o'clock this evening. But we also have another broadcast base because we're also in the Connemara where Joe is standing by with Gary Breen.
Yeah, Ger, you're very welcome to the Connemara pub in Bordeaux. We're standing on a balcony and a very shy Gary Breen is looking over his people who you can hear. They've just recognised that he's here and they're singing the song that they should be singing. Right, give him a wave. Give him one wave, Gary Breen.
Give him a wave all the time. They're brilliant, they're brilliant.
When did you first hear that song?
Grew legs going in towards the World Cup from Coventry singing in the Premier League and stuff, but the Irish fans have adopted it and it's brilliant, but it's about their adventures at being at major tournaments as opposed to anything that they really want.
It's incredible the way it's endured.
No, it's one of the songs that you always sing to.
Right, I'll let you in because I know a touch uncomfortable in all the adulation, all
yeah,
the fans.
Yeah, I'm a bit out of my comfort zone with that.
Are you?
But no, they're having a great time. It's brilliant.
Right, well, stick on some headphones and we'll have a chat about the game. So, Gary Breen, welcome to Camera Situation. I feel bad making you do that. You were literally trying to get off the balcony. I was saying, no, stay. So, talk to us about your tournament experience. Generally, how have you been getting on? What have you been doing? Were you at the Sweden game?
No, I wasn't. I didn't get the opportunity, but I knew that I was coming over here. Spa put together the campaign of a team of Gary Breen's. It's been brilliant, actually, because, you know, obviously as a young boy growing up, you dream of supporting Ireland, playing for Ireland, and I was fortunate enough to do that, and dreams do come true. It lived up to everything I hoped it would be.
Yeah.
But then to experience it, obviously you have the honour of playing, but to step away from it now and get the full fan experience has been fantastic, to be honest. And as a player, you see the supporters in the ground and the crowd and you on the bus going there, but you are slightly cocooned as such.
You have to be.
Yeah, of course you do, because you've got a job to do and you have to be focused, you have to be professional. But coming here today has been fantastic. Met up with the guys this morning at 2:00, flew over. And with every hour, the anticipation has grown in terms of the game and I just can't wait for it to come around.
We had three on...
As a loft of Paul, there's a goal! Robbie Brady! And Ireland Lee, let's go over to Nathan Murphy.
Where's the ball? Oh, Robbie Brady, you hero! We thought we'd missed our chance. We're heading to the last 16. France, bring it on Sunday. What a cross from the right-hand side. And Robbie Brady gets between the defence and heads it past Sirigu. What a moment. What a goal. We're heading to the knockout stages. And don't Ireland deserve it? They've been brilliant tonight. They have killed this really poor Italian side. They've been all over them. We thought our chance was gone. Wes Hoolan, he didn't deserve to be the villain of this tournament. And Robbie Brady has got Wes. He's got Ireland. He's got all of us out of jail. We are surely going through to the last 16.
What a beautiful ball that was in. Ireland are 1-0 up and it is all from...
is about to erupt. The roof is going to be lifted in just a matter of moments when this Romanian referee blows it up. Stephen Quinn goes down. We're through to the knockout stage. We have beaten Italy by a goal to nil. Wild, wild celebrations.
Robbie Brady heads over to greet the applause from the crowd, and his name now goes up in lights alongside Ray Houghton from Giant Stadium, alongside Ray Houghton from Gelsenkirchen, alongside David O'Leary from Genoa. This is a night that defines this generation of football. These fans have witnessed something absolutely spectacular. To Genoa, to Gelsenkirchen, you can now add Lille tonight because we've beaten Italy and we've progressed to meet France.
Sunday afternoon in Lyon at 2:00 kickoff, we will take on the host. We will have a chance for revenge for 2009. And it's all thanks to Wes Hoolahan's cross, Robbie Brady's header. Incredible celebrations from the players. Their families must be all over there on the far side of the pitch. They all ran over there to where the Irish supporters are. The Italians, they couldn't care less. They were well beaten tonight. 1-0 was the least we deserved.
We didn't know if this was a game for Wes. It had been a game for Darryl Murphy up until that point, but Wes comes on and immediately Italy had the best chance of the game. They hit the uprights and we're thinking the team has no shape, they don't know what to do, and then Wes Hoolahan finds himself clean through. Where for once the referee does not blow his whistle stupidly, allows the play to continue. Wes finds himself with possibly the easiest chance he's ever going to have in international football and kicks it straight at Sirigu. Sirigu saves and we're thinking, that's it, our chance is gone. The penalties in the first half, the missed chance, you don't get another opportunity. But Wes Hulen changed his mind and fired one of the greatest crosses of his career to find Robbie Brady ghosting through the centre of the defence.
Brilliant scenes.
And letting it into an empty goal.
I don't know if you see this. Brady is in amongst the Irish fans there. He is getting hugs and kisses from absolutely every sinner in that Irish end.
I wish he'd come up here and we could give him a hug and a kiss. What a moment for Robbie Brady. He'd been brilliant all game. And what about Martin O'Neill? You think of Jack Charlton. He'd wait 8 years between his big moments, between that goal for Houghton and the goal for Houghton again. There was some good times in between. Martin O'Neill's had to wait 8 months and has given us two of our greatest ever victories.
This is a team that was annihilated just a couple of days ago, humiliated on the world stage. They've completely transformed that team. They've dropped half of it, including our captain. They went for it tonight. They got their balls out and they said, have a look, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of the world can go. And... you know, we've done it tonight. 1-0, an absolutely stunning performance. The Irish fans reclaiming the ground they lost to Northern Ireland last night, but it has been an absolutely stunning victory orchestrated by the muscularity and the physicality of the team. And for that, the credit has to go to the manager for turning around what was an absolutely dreadful situation when we got destroyed by that Belgium team. Tonight, okay, so it's the second Italian team. But you know what? This French team have been really flaky. They've been unable to score goals. They've needed late moments of absolute magic from Dimitri Payet. This Ireland team, this crowd, they're not going to fear anything for the next couple of days.
Lads, cancel everything for the weekend. We're going to the south of France. We're going to take on the host. 2 o'clock Sunday. That is the game now for Ireland. It's a huge task, but these players are going to take on so much confidence from this performance. They deserve to get through to the knockout stage. From the performance against Sweden, okay, Belgium, they were poor. They were deservedly beaten.
Roy
but
King's
tonight
smiling.
Again...
I'm delighted. He's just, and he's over with the fans like as if it's something he's never done.
I've never seen Keane let go like that. It's incredible.
100%. This is something new. This is something different. This is something rather special for the Republic of Ireland. Roy Keane over towards the Irish fans, joining in the cheers, joining in the celebrations. The Republic of Ireland are going to take on France in the last 16 of the European Championship.
But the pressure as well, Richie. Jo Hendrick is crying. You know, there's players there shedding a tear.
Too young shedding a tear.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Keane is like, it's like his Manchester United days. He's going around grabbing people by the neck. It's fantastic.
Emotional Martin O'Neill as well coming over here to start doing some of the post-match interviews. I think the Irish players are going to want to stay out there all night. We're going to stay out all night, I think, and party in Lille. Why the hell not?
So they should.
We're not going home anytime soon.
Tell us, like, that ball that came in from Wes was pinpoint perfect. Was that something you'd worked on before? I mean, he picked you out absolutely beautifully, and you obviously had the run in your mind.
I don't know. I must have just picked up. I know how great of a player he is. I know the way he thinks, and I just made the run. He put it right on my head, so I don't know. I think as much credit is deserved for him as me, because I didn't really, apart from make the run and head it in, he was, I don't know, he changes games. That's what he does. He's incredible, and he proved it again tonight, so I'm delighted.
You were emotional after it. There was tears in the eyes, I think it's fair enough to say. What did that mean to you this evening?
I mean, it meant everything, you know what I mean? Because I don't know what to say. I'm looking at, I don't know how many thousand people there. I don't know, it's unbelievable. Just to be a part of that tonight is out of this world. And I'm, like I said, I'm so proud just to give something back to every single one of them today, and I'm absolutely delighted. So I think it's the president's reaction there now on the telly.
Yeah, even Michael D had his hands in the air.
There he is. Yeah.
You enjoyed that?
I made up. I'm so happy. I don't really know what to say. I'm absolutely over the moon, and a proud night for myself and a proud night for every single one of us. I thought the lads are excellent, and bring on France.
You grow every game by game, Robbie, looking at you, whatever the position it is. Is there a position on the pitch that you can't play?
In goal I'd probably be brutal, but
like again tonight, you didn't look out of place at all. This is not a position we've seen you play particularly long periods for Ireland.
No, but like I said, I'm just happy to play, you know what I mean? I'm happy to play anywhere, and a midfield role tonight was different, but I'm just, I don't know.
You're mesmerised by that goal, I think.
Yeah,
we all
mesmerised,
are
mesmerised, yeah, yeah. My head's, I don't know, the emotion in my face there, and the telly says it all, and I'm looking at, I don't know, a couple hundred people in the background, and oh, I don't know what to say. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Another one of those in Lyon would do just nice, wouldn't it?
I hope so. I'll get myself right, we'll do our preparation and bring our friends. Hopefully we can show something similar.
Well done, Robbie, that was brilliant. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Wes, we're here in the mix zone in Lille. There's a 48-inch TV that has been playing non-stop replay of your cross for Robbie Brady. Is it exactly as you remember it?
Yeah, even better. You know, at the time when you just hear the fans roar and you see Robbie running off like crazy, it was what a night. You know, still can't believe what you know where we got over the line.
And then it goes on to the absolute mayhem afterwards. Is there anything of that you can remember?
Just remember everybody jumping around, you know, the people from the bench running onto the pitch, and you know, the fans tonight were excellent through from start to finish. They roared us over the line, you know, and they'll be in their thousands again on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah, how does it compare to the goal against Sweden?
Even better, you know, because to get us out of the group stage, it's a magnificent achievement for the lads, you know, and all the lads should be proud of themselves.
We have made it to Parc Olympique Lyonnais. Lest you need reminding, it's already been a magic week for Irish football.
Today was just a day when all the numbers changed, the clocks ticked.
We have to be really positive in the game and to start on the front foot rather than the back foot. And I think everything else will fall into place if we can do that.
And we need to see that against Italy. Courage. We need players with courage and balls.
We're talking to the fans today. They did say they will all be devastated if they are forced to go home today. They have 90 minutes for Ireland to somehow try and change it.
Jeff Hendry trying to be a very physical presence at the edge of the box. Takes a shot left footed and it flashes just wide. The first real chance of the game.
And O'Neill will be very, very pleased with the opening 15 minutes. Murphy and Long proving a real handful for the three-man Italian defence. Yeah, you just missed the boos from the Irish fans. There were a lot of whistles there. Shane Long is actually still remonstrating with the referee at the moment because he feels he's been very badly treated in that first half. A stonewall penalty right at the end of the half. James McLean cutting into the penalty area and then Bernardaschi coming back trying to cover and just ran straight into James McLean, took him down. It's a clear penalty. The referee is 5 yards away. Play on. There's a chance here. Who the hell ran? Hello, you're welcome along to a very special Sunday off the ball. It's Joe here speaking to you from the media gantry at Parc Olympique Lyonnais. We are, of course, 2 hours out from kickoff between Ireland and France.
Ireland are out of Euro 2016. Nathan.
And the Irish players collapse to the floor mentally, physically. They have given absolutely everything today. They are shattered. They are heartbroken. And the nation, I think, reflects that. France win this game 2-1. It could have been a lot more in the end with the way the French kicked on in the second half. We dreamt when Robbie Brady scored that penalty after the first minute. Ireland played brilliantly for really 55 minutes of that game, but once Antoine Griezmann pulled off the Irish defence and scored that header, got the equaliser, Ireland really just collapsed. And from there, it was all France. Griezmann got his second 3 minutes later. Shane Duffy was sent off 3 minutes after that, and Ireland never really had a chance, Joe.
No. God, it's very disappointing.
stadium is bouncing here. They're waving flags to our left. Players are shaking hands on the pitch. Hendrick is lying down. He is bust. He's been bust for about 45 minutes. He is shattered. He kept going, though.